coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Holy Spirit was the number one requirement. The second thing was God's word. God spoke. And God said, let there be. And then from then on, we found, he says, and let this be, and let that be, and let this, you know. He just kept speaking. But the Spirit of God was present first. Then God began to speak. How important is this? Oh, very, very important. Very, very important. Did you know that when God spoke about man, what did he say about him? He says, let us make man. Verse 26, chapter 1. Go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. That means let him be like us. That means let him function like us. After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Over everything. Over all the earth. He says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Let him look like us and let him do like us. So, you are the image of God. This is a fact of life. And did you know that's why God said, thou shalt not kill. He said, don't kill another man. He says, because he was made in the image of God. Man is made in the image of God. It's one of the first reasons you should love everybody. Because they're in the image of God. Anyone who knows God must love people. If you don't love people, you don't know God. That's what the Bible says. It says, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. How can you not love someone that is in the image of God whom you say you love? See? You're the image of God. Hallelujah. You're the image of God. But another beautiful thing there is that we were also made in the likeness of God. So we're supposed to do like him. We're supposed to copy him. Ephesians chapter 5, let's read from verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 1. Look at it. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. Imitators. We are supposed to copy him. He expects us to copy him. Jesus says, I do what I see my Father do. That's what Jesus said. We're supposed to copy him. God said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills. He says, all belong to me. Our God is wealthy. If you want to bring wealth into your personal life, then you can. You can. All you have to do is follow his principles. Do like him. Be imitators of God as dearly loved children. So let's go again. We said that in Genesis chapter 1, in verse 2, the Holy Spirit hovered over the earth. He incubated over the earth. Then God spoke. The presence of the Holy Spirit, very important. And then speech is important. Now, what that tells us is something. If the Holy Spirit put his presence over something, then it means he prepared that thing. He prepared it for its purpose. Because the Bible tells us all those things that God was saying, let be, let be, let be. He says, by his Spirit, he garnished the heavens. And then he says, by his Spirit, he created the world. So it was actually the Holy Spirit that made those things come to pass, which means the Holy Spirit was the power. But God had to speak. Why was it necessary for God to speak? What is so important about words? I'll tell you what's important about words. Words contain energy. Because your words create what we call sound waves. All right? Which can be measured. Your words create sound waves that can be measured. When you speak, sound waves are created from your speech. And these sound waves carry energy. Measurable energy. Now, how important is this? Very, very important. Because if your words have energy, let's look at this. How many of you ever raised the volume of your sound and you noticed that some things around began to vibrate? You didn't see the energy, but you saw the effect of the energy because it transmitted what? Sound waves. And these waves went with those ripples and got to those other materials and began to vibrate them. So there's energy. We see the effects of electricity, even though our eyes don't see electricity. We don't see the electric power, the electric energy. We don't see it, but we see the effects. So in the same way, when you speak, something happens. It depends on the volume of your words, if you want to see the effect, if you want to see the power. The energy that's coming out of your sound. So when you raise the volume, all that vibration you see is coming because of the energy through the sound waves. Now, if you didn't raise the volume high, you wouldn't know that something could happen like that. But just because you're not seeing it doesn't mean it's not there. It's there. Are you following what I'm telling you? Okay, so every time you speak, you release energy. Every time you speak, energy goes out. Energy goes out. The important thing here is that we are looking at the bridge between the spiritual and the material. There's a bridge between the spiritual and the material. The Holy Spirit is spiritual. God speaks. His word can be heard. All right? And then physical things that happen, material things that come into life. How could that be? How could words acted upon by the Holy Spirit cause animals to show up? How could words acted upon by the Holy Spirit cause all of that creation to come up? And they're physical things. Which means our words, when acted upon by the Holy Spirit, can produce effects in the material world. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Really, really amazing. Really, really amazing. Really amazing. Now, you know, so many scientists have carried out lots and lots of experiments through many years, trying to find these truths. They've been trying for years. In fact, there's an interesting finding. A certain scientist decided to look at the power, the effect of words on natural things. So he set up this experiment. He began to grow two plants, same kind, under identical conditions, okay? So he was growing this one and growing this one. Everything started at the same time, under the same conditions.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And then he decided he was going to speak words of love and kindness to this one. And he would speak words of hate and abuse to the other one. He was trying to find the effect of words on natural things like plants. And he subjected them to these barrage of words they were both growing every day. Come to find out, the one that he talked nicely to kept growing better and better. And the other one started doing badly after a while. And he continued until he saw this that received all the abuse literally wither away. Words killed it. Words killed it. Here was another interesting experiment. A doctor mistakenly, he had two men. One's condition was beautiful. He thought he had cancer. There was no cancer. And the second one had cancer. So they mistakenly gave the report of the one that had cancer to the one that didn't have cancer. And the other guy's own to the other fellow. They mixed up the tests and then created the reports wrongly and gave the man that was supposed to be going home well a report that he had cancer and he would die in less than three years. And the other guy that he's cancer-free, but he was the one that had cancer. He was the one to die in less than 3 years. And they both went home. The guy who had no cancer got the report that he had cancer and will be dead soon. And of course his face dropped, went home, started preparing his family for certain death. And guess what? In less than 3 years, he was dead. What happened? Cancer came. In the process of time, he actually had cancer. How could that have happened? Because he would have gone telling everybody he had cancer. Doctor said that he's going to die in less than 3 years. And so with his words, he created the cancer without realizing it. It was a mistake. The other guy went telling everybody he's not going to die after all. That the doctors checked him and they said he's cancer-free. So whatever pains he's suffering now is all leaving him. And he was brightened up. And guess what? His cancer was in remission. How could that happen? The power of words. The power of words. God knew that words are so important. Words are your bridge between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. Because they are both spiritual and interestingly physical. How come? I'll tell you. If it is true that speech creates sound waves and therefore has energy, if that is true, think about it. If it is true, as we have observed, that almost every one of us here is aware of the effect of sound, okay? When it is loud, or imagine someone screaming in a high pitch. You see something shaking because of that. Not only the buzzing sound, even the screaming high pitch voice can create such effects as well. Now, if that is true, that the sound waves have energy, and they come from speech, how many of you read a little bit of physics or chemistry? Something, just a little bit. Okay. If you are familiar Einstein's theory of relativity, where he stated that E is equal to mc squared, right? Where E is energy, M is matter or mass, and therefore substance. And C is a constant, speed of light squared. Correct? What does that mean? What it's telling you is that energy is matter. Simple. That energy is matter. If energy is matter, then your speech is matter. Now, that tells us something very, very vital. It means that the smallest component of any element, therefore, may not be an atom. It means it's likely to be sound mass. That means that in every particle, there's a sound wave. That can contain sound codes. Is that simple? It's simple, right? That is remarkable. That is remarkable. Because if it contains sound codes, because it contains sound waves, it means it will respond to sound waves. If that is true, it helps us see the relationship between physical things and spiritual things. Now I can understand why we can call things from the spirit realm into the material world. It's so simple. Because in each of those subatomic particles, you have a sound code. By the valley of dry bones, God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? What did he tell him to do? He said, prophesy to the bones. Now, brothers and sisters, you realize that we are actually creatures. I've told you several times before that the most beautiful thing that God ever gave to the natural human being is the power of speech. Now you can see why. The power of speech, because it puts him in the level of a creator. Because everything created by God, everything from God has a sound code. And once you can line up with the anointing of God's spirit and speak, you will make connection with the sound code that is in that subatomic particle. Whether you're going to make it live or die, whether you're going to make it multiply or reduce. Now you can understand why in recent times they had experiments and they're beginning to do it, where they're using high intensity sound, ultrasound focusing to destroy cancer cells. How is that possible? Because they find sound is energy. And if high intensity ultrasound focusing will destroy cancer cells, that means words destroyed cancer cells. And this is being tested presently. It's one of the latest scientific response to the cancer problem. And it's working.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.